We're sitting here, Julie Forbus and I, just prior to the Martin Institute's Teaching for Tomorrow conference, talking about the presentation that we'll be making tomorrow over Say Yes to Wikipedia. Let's talk a little bit about why we picked this project to do. Why Wikipedia?
Why not Wikipedia? Well, because many of the new mandates for education involve real-world applications, and Wikipedia is a place that many people in the real world go to for information. And the kids or the students have to learn how to sift through information provided on the internet to find what is relevant and useful and meaningful and what is not. And Wikipedia is a great place to learn how to do that.
Yeah, I think the term that you used when we were talking the other day was you said it's a fishbowl, really, of the entire web. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice way that students can start evaluating everything that's online by looking just at Wikipedia. So let's talk about a little bit about the project itself, kind of how we did it. We obviously updated the Millington, Tennessee entry. But how do we introduce it to the kids?
We showed them several different pages in Wikipedia, and we showed them that Wikipedia has standards for the different pages and that they do actually rate the quality of the articles provided on Wikipedia. And we showed them that the Millington page was actually at the lowest possible quality, and we showed them how the pages in local articles, say Cordova, Collierville, Bartlett, Randolph, Tennessee, how those were rated, and we tried to graduate the list on up to the featured article level, which is the highest level of quality awarded by Wikipedia.
I don't know about you, but when we first introduced it, I felt like there was this collective moan and groan.
They were not thrilled about the topic. They felt like what was interesting about Millington. It's our hometown. We know it inside and out. There's nothing interesting here.
You think that perspective changed as we went?
I think that they did gain some civic pride through completing the page.
As far as the ins and outs of actually doing it, what do you think was maybe a negative aspect of the project?
Well, I think that some of the programming was difficult for the students to understand in the initial stages, but I feel like they mastered it fairly easily. I think understanding the difference between giving an opinion and providing factual evidence was difficult for them to understand, and especially in areas like food, they were very opinionated about what they said, and so we had to go back and take out some of those advertisements or biases.
Well, and we did it in a creative writing class, too, so they're kind of used to being able to go
right
where they want to go with things.
Being more creative.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've heard, one of the issues I guess I have with the project is that it's a lot of just reporting information, and they're not having to make or defend any kind of argument. What's your response to that?
Well, I would say that I disagree with that because they're having to consult multiple sources for information. They're having to sift through these sources. They're having to determine what is relevant and not relevant to what they want to say. So they're synthesizing and evaluating and choosing the best information to represent their topic. So to me, that is a form of argument.
How do you feel after it's all, even though it's not really done, we're still working on it, but how
right
do you feel about it?
I feel pretty positive about it. There were a few days I had some doubts. I wondered, you know, if we'd bitten off more than we could chew. But I feel that it's turned out fairly well, and I plan to continue it next year.
Well, the students seem to actually have enjoyed it in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had several that we videoed saying that they would enjoy even doing something again, or maybe even on their own. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I think they learned quite a bit about posting on the web, about programming on the web. So I think it was very beneficial.
Great. Thank you.